USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Michigan last night.
Now Biden and the radical Democrats have put at risk everything that we fought to build in this country. Biden's inflation calamity will cost the average family an estimated $5,200 this year, a giant tax on the American workers.
Over 1,400 Southwest flights were delayed, about 500 canceled because of system-wide technology issues. The airline said flights across the United States had experienced intermittent technology issues following routine overnight maintenance. Russian forces have reportedly destroyed an oil refinery in central Ukraine. In Odessa, local officials say Russian attacks destroyed critical infrastructure near the port city, most likely a fuel depot. Russia's defense ministry says the missile strikes destroyed facilities that were being used by Ukraine to supply its troops. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
A leader of the MS-13 gang has been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted last year of multiple charges. 41-year-old Miguel Angel Correa Diaz was accused of leading operations in the Maryland and Virginia area, controlling a host of significant criminal activity, including murder, extortion, drug trafficking, and witness tampering. State Department spokesperson Ned Price emphasized Ukraine's autonomy and said the United States' primary focus in Eastern Europe is supporting the country, reassuring NATO allies, and putting tremendous pressure on the Kremlin.
Our mantra back then was nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. That remains very true today.
A hiker who went missing 2 weeks ago was found dead in Los Angeles's Griffith Park with his dog by his side. 29-year-old Oscar Hernandez was reported missing March 16th. His body was found in a remote area of the sprawling urban park. No immediate word on the cause of his death, but authorities say no reason to believe foul play was involved. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
Negotiations continue between unionized Southern California grocery workers and over 500 supermarkets over a new contract. Some 47,000 employees, represented by seven United Food and Commercial Workers locals, already authorized a strike if no deal can be reached. Union officials are seeking a $5 per hour wage hike. The previous three-year labor contract expired March 7th. Researchers studying recordings made by microphones on NASA's Perseverance rover found that sound travels much slower on Mars than it does on Earth. In a study published in Nature, the team said it looked at recordings dating back to February of last year, the day after the rover arrived on the planet. Using recorded sounds generated by the rover, the researchers determined that sound travels 100 meters per second slower on Mars than on Earth. Estelle Harris, known to a generation as the voice of Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise, has died.
I'm packing you an extra pair of shoes and your angry eyes, just in case.
The actress, who among other roles was Estelle Costanza on Seinfeld for 7 seasons, instantly recognizable, was also known on Madison Avenue as the Queen of Commercials for booking over 24 national TV spots in 1 year. Estelle Harris died of natural causes Saturday night in Palm Desert, California, just 2 weeks shy of her 94th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.